When Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld recently visited troops on their way into Iraq, one of them asked a pointed question. The soldier asked why the troops had to scrounge in landfills for armor to cover their vehicles. That question and Rumsfeld's answer suggest some of the ways that warfare is changing and the ways the military is trying to change to adapt to it. To learn more, we contacted Andrew Krepinevich. He's the executive director of the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessments. He says that after the failures of the Vietnam War, American military planners focused on winning wars quickly with overwhelming force. They expected to avoid getting bogged down in drawn-out insurgencies. But Krepinevich says the September 11th terrorist attacks changed all that.
We could walk away from Rwanda. We could walk away from Somalia or Haiti. You can't walk away from Iraq. You can't walk away from Afghanistan. And so you have this army that, in a sense, was built, organized, trained, structured to be a world-class sprinter to fight short, decisive wars against a conventional enemy, now faced with the need to run a marathon to fight a long, protracted conflict against a very different kind of enemy.
Well, granting the unexpected situation, how well has the U.S. military adapted and improvised?
I think they've done an awfully good job at the tactical level in terms of identifying different kinds of training techniques, for example, to deal with these improvised explosive devices, to try and identify ways to deal with the need to minimize collateral damage, you know, damage to buildings and infrastructures, and minimize civilian casualties. What we don't seem to have done particularly well is to develop a doctrine for the operational level of war. In other words, the way to fight a campaign or to organize forces for a campaign that ultimately leads you to victory.
Could the U.S. military have anticipated the kind of conflict that they're now in?
Certainly, I think as a profession, you always think that despite what the current political tides may be of the moment, you're always trying to identify where the enemy might go next, how warfare might change. And despite all the barriers that were put in the Army's way in terms of thinking about counterinsurgency, we're not going to do this anymore, you know, no more Vietnams. The fact of the matter is that we had gotten so good in traditional warfare, especially after the collapse of the Soviet Union, that our enemies really started to migrate towards the extremes. Some countries like North Korea and Iran sought nuclear weapons at the high end. Those groups that couldn't afford to do that, like the residual forces of Saddam Hussein and the Taliban, sought out terrorism and insurgency. So you could see we were pushing our adversaries in these new directions. And in some sense, it is a bit of an indictment that we weren't better prepared for them.
I wonder, though, I mean, Rumsfeld's much criticized defense of the stance that the military is in is that you fight a war with the army you have. He was criticized for that, but if you take some of his other public statements, you might summarize his point of view this way. War constantly changes. You can't really anticipate exactly what the next war will be. So the job is simply to have a military that's able to improvise and adapt to conditions as they come along.
Well, certainly when you're faced with a circumstance where uncertainty is very high, the more adaptive you can be, obviously the better off you are. On the other hand, I think it's a mark against Secretary Rumsfeld that they didn't plan for something other than the rosy outcome post-Saddam. They had plan A, they had the rosy outcome plan where we could draw down troops fairly quickly. But there was no plan B, and when it turned out we needed a plan B, the lack of planning in that area, I think, has really caused us some difficulties.
Okay, well, having been through this experience in Iraq up to now, do you think that the military is prepared or getting prepared for the challenge of irregular warfare?
Certainly, Iraq has forced the military to concentrate much more on irregular warfare, but military organizations don't change overnight. And so it's going to take time, and it's going to be difficult.
And then catastrophic warfare, how prepared is the U.S. military for that possibility?
Those are the concerns. concerns about enemies, particularly terrorist groups that might smuggle in weapons of mass destruction and use them in the United States. We're still trying to get organized for the kind of non-traditional threats to the American homeland. You know, it took the Defense Department 11 years after it was formed before it really had an idea of what kind of structure it needed. Department of Homeland Security is only about a year or so old. It's got a lot of growing pains, and it's not quite clear what its relationship is going to be with the military in terms of protecting our security here at home.
Is sufficient thought, in your view, being given to what the world might look like and the dangers in it 10 or 15 years from now?
The problem with thinking about the future when you're at war is the future tends to be put on the back burner. And unfortunately, if the future is likely to be very different from what we see today, what you're doing is you ignore the future at your peril. You run the risk of more unpleasant surprises, such as the one we found in Iraq.
We've been talking to Andrew Krepinevich. He's Executive Director of the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessments. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.